The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play.
Joe Piscopo live on the radio and the flagship station for Salem Media on AM 970. The answer. And I see your correspondence. And yes, you can get us around the country and around the world, actually, on AM970TheAnswer.com. And I know our buddy Mark is listening down in Australia, and our hearts go out to you with all the fires down there, Mark, thinking about you. And Texas is listening and all around the country. So being behind this microphone, I always thank our boss, Jerry Crowley, for putting me here, you know, with Phil Boyce, certainly. And one of the privileges we have is talking to great people who have served the community in a stellar fashion. And one of those gentlemen is Commissioner Bill Bratton, Executive Chairman with Teneo Risk, a former commissioner of the NYPD, of the Boston Police Department, former LAPD police chief. This is a great man who has done more to keep our city safe around the country than really anybody else. Commissioner, it's always a privilege to have you with us, sir, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning and Happy New Year. First time we've talked in the new year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Commissioner. And, you know, you talked about the criminal justice reforms. You were on this months ago, Commissioner, months ago. I saw you tweeted something out, and you've been warning us about these new criminal justice reforms so far. We're only about 9 days into the new year. How is it working so far, sir?
Well, let's take us back just a bit, Joe, that first off, I'm a supporter of the concept of criminal justice reform. The NYPD has been one of the most progressive in the country, but it's the idea of measured criminal justice reform, basically testing the water that can we let off a little on this and what's the result. Effectively, what Albany, the legislators up there, have done with this middle-of-the-night budget initiative. This is a budget initiative. It's not even passing of laws, per se, where they would have had debates. They did it during a budget process. So effectively, they did it in the middle of the night where there was no input. Effectively, what they're doing is they've let loose a tsunami of changes, most of which the legislators would probably not even be able to describe in terms of what they did.
Yeah.
And so my concern is that we will see over the course of the next number of months dramatic results, negative results of this ill-formed, and I believe a reform effort that needs to be itself reformed and reformed very quickly.
Yeah, and we see the front page of today's Daily News that the goon who doused two NYPD cops with water is only getting 10 days of community service.
That's correct. It's too little too late was the tweet I put out yesterday that the idea of if you encourage assaults on your police officers, effectively that's the beginning of the slippery slope. It's ironic that today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
Yes,
think of that. Ironic in this state where the legislature, elected officials in the middle of the night, basically with this Criminal Justice Reform Act, which Commissioner Shea has correctly described it as a Bill of Rights for criminals, not the law-abiding who have a right to be safe in their homes and their streets and in the subways. It's a slap in the face to cops, DAs, judges, and the law-abiding public on this very special day where they do not empower those officials to effectively keep the streets safe. They're taking away so many of the tools that are necessary to keep it safe. Here's just a small listing of the hundred-some-odd laws, if you will, or crimes that are now enabled by the legislation in the sense that judges can't keep people inside on bail. Public lewdness, endangering the welfare of a child, endangering the welfare of an incompetent or physically disabled person, endangering the welfare of a vulnerable elderly person, endangering the welfare of a disabled person, multiple counts, promoting an obscene sexual performance by a child, possession of an obscene sexual performance by a child, promoting a sexual performance by a child, possessing a sexual performance by a child. What were they thinking? What were they thinking?
I can't figure it. And why didn't the governor mention this during his State of the State yesterday, do you think, sir?
Well, I think basically the concern on the part of the elected officials in the state is there's a recognition growing very rapidly that this was ill-conceived and is going to have to be corrected. The number one thing that they should have addressed in this was to give judges in this state, which I believe in 47 other states they have the ability, judges can effectively set bail based on public safety risk. The idea that in looking at this person's record, in addition to the crime in which he's appearing before the judge, can make a determination that they are a threat or a danger to the public and thus can be held on some degree of bail or no bail. That power was not given to our judges. If I say it's a slap in the face to them, district attorneys, their abilities have been incredibly curtailed by this legislation. It's going to cost, in a state that has an $8 billion deficit, it's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars to implement, and it's going to significantly impede the ability of justice to go forward.
Commissioner Bill Bratton is on the phone with us. He is a law enforcement legend on this, indeed, Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. And this is the man that put broken windows into play with Rudolph Giuliani. When I tell you what, I'm old, Commissioner. I remember walking those streets, and I have to thank you personally for turning this whole city around in a dramatic fashion. And
those days, Joe, you had a run on the streets. I remember the great cartoons in the New Yorker magazine at the time, and my favorite was the little guy looking up at the street sign. The street sign said, "High crime area, run." And so in those days, you would run through the neighborhoods because if you were walking, you were going to get mugged. That's for sure.
And I tell you, I was right there. I started out right there, right then. And you worry about it. And I'm afraid we're going to. Is there a danger, Commissioner Bratton, that we slip back to those days with all that the Assembly has put forth in what we're talking about this morning, sir?
There is that concern. I talked earlier about the efforts of the NYPD over the last 30 years to, as we made the city safe, we also pulled back on enforcement, where if we didn't have to make an arrest, we could get it resolved with a summons. We didn't have to issue a summons. We could get it resolved with an admonition. Yeah. That we were able to basically temper our level and of enforcement based on needs at the time. And we have seen crime go down at the same time that arrests went down, numbers of summonses issued went down. But what this is creating is there is no such ability to, in a tempered way, measure the effect of it. That we will see the effects of this, the dramatic effects, and by the time the legislation moves to correct it, the damage will have been done. And we're also changing the habits of a generation of New Yorkers. What we effectively did starting in the 90s, the subway in 1990, when I was chief down there, the streets in 94, when I was working with Giuliani, and then continuing with Mayor de Blasio, was the idea that we control behavior in a way to change it. And we changed the behavior of New Yorkers. Fare evasion went down. Disorder in the streets went down. Crime went down. This bill is basically empowering a new generation of New Yorkers to effectively feel, well, anything goes because nothing is going to be done to correct the behavior. Here's one of the absurdities. I just learned about this last night that in terms of talking to the senior official at the NYPD, and this is one of the complexities of the bill. When somebody fails to show up in court, even though we're going to give them cell phones now to be reminded that they have to come in and all types of incentives to come back to court on the day they're supposed to show up, that if they don't, the judge has to then basically do an analysis. They have to try to reach the individual over a two-day period of time. And after 2 days, if they can't reach him or get him back in a court, then they can issue a warrant for his arrest once again. Police will now go out, a team of officers, try to find him, arrest him, and bring him back. And what can the judge do? Admonish him, make sure you appear the next time, but not hold him. Think of the absurdity of that we are bending over backwards for somebody who's been arrested for a crime to get them to appear in court. So what the legislature has effectively created is not criminal justice reform. They've done a Houdini Act in which basically these are disappearance acts that these people are going to commit. They're not going to show up in court. And then we have to expend very limited police resources, district attorneys, judges, to go out, find them, bring them back, and then just let them go again. It's absurd.
Commissioner Bratton, what about the problems? We were talking about this earlier with Kieran Lawler, Assemblyman, about the new defendant discovery rules.
That is a nightmare for district attorneys, the police. It is a imminent public safety danger for victims of crime who'll be victimized all over again. The absurdity that within, I think it's like a 15-day period of time, DAs have to turn over to lawyers for the criminal who committed the act information about the victim, including addresses, phone numbers.
Wow.
And even in some of the absurdity, the idea that that lawyer may be able to go to the scene of the crime to look at it, meaning that they're going to commit to your apartment. That who thought up these laws? That what were they? Were they all high in the marijuana they're trying to legalize up there in Albany when they passed this stuff? When you get into this, the absurdity of it, and then the idea that all the technology that's used, that it takes time to do DNA, it takes time to do drug analysis, it takes time to do forensic examination. And the defense attorneys, and this was a law that was basically written by defense attorneys, let's make no mistake about it, that will require that the DAs, the police, have to turn over the history of the machine, when it was purchased, when it was last tested. And there's time limits on this, and if it's not performed within a certain time limit, we've already seen several examples of this, the judge effectively has to let the person out on without bail for the fact that, that the evidence is not ready to be brought to trial. We're going to see that the worst before we see the best. This will be reformed because they're going to see in a period of time that it was ill-conceived, but we pay these people up there to basically protect the rights of the innocent, even as they're obliged to protect the rights of criminal defendants who have been charged but not yet proven guilty. But in terms of the pendulum or scales of justice must always tilt in favor of the innocent. And in this case, the innocent, the public, who don't commit the crimes are being neglected by Albany, which is bending over backwards to tilt the scales in favor of those who commit the crimes.
Well said, Commissioner Bill Bratton with Joe Piscopo. It's 8:17 in the morning. Commissioner, we appreciate your valuable time. Before we let you go, sir, what is behind all of these anti-Semitic attacks?
I think what we're seeing is my comment about controlling behavior, that much the same as we reduce fear evasion, we reduce crime, that hate crime is an issue that is a challenge around the world. And at this time, unfortunately, for Jews around the world, it has arisen again in very significant ways. But so much of what we're seeing in New York, look at the perpetrators. Young people, basically, oftentimes minorities, who effectively, the argument is that they have been abused over the years in terms of racial injustice, et cetera. So the irony here is that one group that has effectively been abused attacking another group that historically has also been abused. And so part of this is this idea of nothing happens to them. And part of one of the if there's a good thing coming out of this increase in hate crimes, it is going to be the incentive for Albany to very quickly change some aspects of the Criminal Justice Reform Act, particularly as it relates to hate. Because all these young people being arrested for these hate crimes are immediately being released back into the street again. And we've seen the example of that woman that basically repeatedly is released and goes back out and assaults another one.
Commissioner Bill Bratton, executive chairman with Teneo Risk, former commissioner of the NYPD, the Boston Police Department, former Los Angeles police chief. Commissioner Bratton, on this Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, may we say thank you, sir, for your stellar service. To all these great cities.
Thank you to those who continue to serve, because they're out there serving and serving very proudly and serving very capably.
Thank you. Godspeed, Commissioner. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Commissioner Bill Bratton right there. Piscopo in the morning, 8:18. Arthur Idala will join us momentarily right now. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the streets of New York, New York, and the surrounding area, checking out traffic. Good morning to you, Debbie Duhame. Thank you for always being with us, Debbie. You always sound so pleasant. You're the only person in the world that makes traffic sound actually nice. Nice. I love it.
Except,
I love that.
Except you don't want to hear me when I'm actually sitting in the traffic. That's a different story. Then you would be like, Debbie, I can't believe you.
I would love to hear that, girl. Debbie Duhame on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Again, thank you to our men and women in blue. We do appreciate everything you do for us. Let's go out to the Deegan. Deegan, southbound Joe in the 230s. Accident on the shoulder. It's kind of busy right now as you take a ride over to the westbound side of the Gowanus. The outbound Gowanus at 38th. We're getting reports of an accident over there. Avenue A is still blocked over by 7th Street. Getting out toward Tompkins Park. That's all due to that ongoing police department activity. We'll keep an eye on that. Busy on the Staten Island Expressway East, Clove Road out through the Verrazano Bridge. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland, that's going to be about 30. Traffic is busy on 78 West, exit 55 with a car fire over there. And we're still seeing delays over on 4 eastbound. That's Broadway getting out through Fairlawn. That's a pedestrian accident. Outer bridge crossing into Staten Island, a collision there as well. Sunny today, high of 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here. Steve Perillo and I have put together a very special customized Easter in Rome tour, April 9th through the 18th, a once-in-a-lifetime trip for some of my closest friends and family, you, the family of AM 970. We are closing out this trip on January 16th. Do not miss it. Book today. Please don't put it off. Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Rome. Saturday night dinner and performance by yours truly with special guest Steve Perillo. Then on to Assisi. Next, explore the Tuscan countryside, Siena, Pisa, Chianti, Florence, Cinque Terre, and more. You will get the best of both worlds. Rome for Easter, then slow down the pace in the beautiful Tuscan countryside. You have until January 16th to join this once-in-a-lifetime trip. It's closing out fast. Call our friends at Perillo, 800-431-1515. Tell them you want to fly away with Joe P to Rome and Tuscany, 800-431-1515 or PerilloTours.com.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Picture of the year is 1917. Raves Forbes magazine.
We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
It's a soaring tribute to heroism that's both epic and intimate.
We need to keep moving!
The best war movie since Saving Private Ryan.
There's only one way this ends. Last man standing.
1917. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in select theaters. Everywhere Friday.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio. I got this great deal from Mike Lindell. We love Mike Lindell. He loves you. If you go to MyPillow.com and you click on the radio listener specials, boom, right there. You get these incredible discounts on MyPillows, on towels, mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. For example, Mike is offering a first-time buy one, get one free offer today on Giza Sheets. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. You get buy one, get one free offer on those Giza sheets. I'm telling you, when I sleep on my bed, I think of you. I really do, because it's so comfortable. I have the mattress topper. I have the MyPillow, but I have these Giza sheets, and I have the pillowcases that are the Giza pillowcases. I get the best night's sleep because of that. So now you could buy one, get one free from Mike himself. You got to go to MyPillow.com and click on those radio listener specials. That is exclusively for you. Just use the promo code AM970. 800-651-0798 is the number. 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Eric Metaxas.
The show about everything.
Weeknights at midnight on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 824 on AM 970. The Answer. A lot going on this morning. Yes, you can call in at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. But want to go to Arthur Idala right now. You know, Arthur's a lot of fun. His family is beautiful. We love his mom and dad and the whole Idala family. But this is a very, very brilliant attorney. He is so smart. He's got, and he is front and center with this Weinstein case in New York. Yet he's kind enough. He loves you on the radio. He comes here. He's great when he sits in for us. Arthur Idala calling in this morning live. Arthur, you're so busy.
The reason why I'm calling in is,
yes, sir.
I mean, I know how long and powerful a relationship that you have with the individual I'm about to mention, but you know, I still want you to love me too. I will tell you, I love the name of this segment, An Audience with the Pope.
Yeah.
And he's a brilliant lawyer, my man, yeah. Anthony. I love him. He's smart. He's gracious. He's generous. Yeah. But I was like, all right, Joe can't give all the love to the Pope. There's got to be a little for the bald guy. I know he's better looking than I am. I know he's in better shape. He's a better lawyer. The whole nine yards. I just want a little love for Piscopo. I mean, I told you, I got two Joe Piscopo albums for Christmas.
That was great. I got to sign those for you, Arthur.
Tell the people about the albums I got.
No, it was so, I don't even know where you found them, but we did an album that was actually a hit album back in like 85, 84, something like that. And it was called I Love Rock and Roll. It was me doing Frank Sinatra singing rock tunes, right?
Right.
And you.
Springsteen song.
Yeah, we did. We did all the, we did Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Fire Away. It was great. Let me, come on, I remember that. With a full band, with a violin section from Lincoln Center. I'll never forget. And you know, who got you that album now?
It was my sister and brother-in-law. You know, I bought a turntable. Al Gattulo would appreciate this. I bought a turntable. I went to my garage. I threw out a bunch of albums, but I kept the really, really good ones, and Al would be proud of the ones I kept. Marano, not so much, because I kept some Bruce albums. But I've been really, I love it. I mean, Joe, listening to an album, like the whole, you know, we all have ADD. Just sit and listen to the whole side of an album. Like, nobody does that anymore. So my sister and brother-in-law picked up on it, and they went online, and they bought me, like, a bunch of great albums, U2, The Rolling Stones. And then at the bottom of the pile, I'm going through all these albums on Christmas Eve. I'm like, this is great. And then there's two Joe Piscopo albums. I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy.
It's so great.
You're always in my mind, Joe. You're always on my mind.
And on your turntable, where I should be. Thank you. Arthur, you are front and center. I don't know how you're dealing with all the pressure of this. And all eyes are on you, Arthur. You handle it so well. And Anthony Pope indeed gave you a big shout-out for the brilliant legal mind that you are. How is jury selection going in this Weinstein case so far, Arthur?
Just because Joe Piscopo is such a family man, I'm going to just tell you, give you a little behind the scenes, right?
Okay.
Because there is a lot of pressure. I mean, there's 150 media outlets. Think about that. 150 media outlets, right? So every word that comes out of my mouth, every move we make as things says that every breath you take is being like watched and criticized. And you know, if he gets convicted, there'll be an appeal and there'll be like 17 appellate lawyers, like, you know, carving up everything I did. So there's an enormous amount of pressure. And with that being said, despite the advice of those around me who said, you know, Luca really shouldn't come to your house Wednesday night. You're going to have to wake up early to take him to school Thursday morning. You're not going to have time. So listen to me. There is nothing more important than my time with that 13-year-old boy.
God bless you. It invigorates me.
It gives me energy.
Thank you.
He teaches me. I learn from him. It's the most important thing in the whole world to me. So I just dropped him off at school. And I'm about to go in, and they're going to bring in 120 new jurors. This will be the third day we've done it. They bring in 120 jurors, and they come in the courtroom, and the judge says, "Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Judge Burke." And now I turn around and I look at their faces. This is a case of the people of the state of New York versus Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
And let's see, what's the best way I could put it? There are some interesting faces that are made. Interesting. I don't think interesting is prejudicial. There are some interesting faces that are made when that name comes up. And look, the truth is, Joe, I know you're American, a true American, and you believe in our system.
Yeah, yeah.
As do most of your listeners, right? Most of your listeners are very patriotic Americans who love our country and our way of life. And the truth is, criminal justice system is a tremendous part of that. And the fact that people are presumed innocent and that the government has to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt is what makes America great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not common. That's not the way it is, even in countries that we love and we know.
Yeah, but so, Arthur, you know what's so tough is
though? My goal is to get him just to try to find a fair jury, a jury who's not going to decide the case on what they read in the New York Post.
Well, that's
it. You know, some of the... It's to try to find a jury that only focuses on what they hear in the courtroom. And you know, someone asked me, well, what are you looking for in a juror? And this may be a little bit of a weird analogy, but I said, do you know the horses in Central Park, how they have the blinders on them? So they only see what's right in front of them. They're not distracted by the taxis and the buses and the bicycles.
Yeah, yeah.
I need a juror who's just going to listen to what comes out of the jury box.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they just listen to what comes out of the jury box, actually, Harvey Weinstein's got a chance, a really good chance, actually, at a not guilty verdict.
But what are you doing about you guys are actually looking to have the judge recuse himself. Why is that?
He's a little.
Can you talk? If you can't talk, Arthur, if you can't talk about something.
It's fine. I'm
okay,
just telling
okay.
you. I haven't spoken to anyone about any of this. And you know I'm getting like 100 interview requests an hour.
I know. We are well aware of that.
6 years. I've been with you for 6 years.
I love you.
I had to read that speech at Morano's wedding. You know, I had to have drinks. I went to go see you two with the two lows. So, you know, you guys get a little... You sang at my mother's 75th birthday.
Absolutely,
you know,
baby.
So Piscopo in the morning gets the exclusive.
And Al is offering to go sit in the jury because he did get jury duty. He can cross the river if you'd like. I'm just saying.
I don't think that's going to work. So what happens is this. The judge tells me, like over a month ago, he goes, look, I don't want to see a cell phone in Mr. Weinstein's hands. And if I do, I'm going to change his bail, which means he's going to put him in prison, right? Which is obviously a little over the top, I would think. Unbeknownst to me, I had to work on a motion. So court starts at 9:30. I got into court at 9:25. Mr. Weinstein was already there with some other lawyers on the case. And apparently, I didn't see any of this. Apparently, the judge wasn't on the bench. He was just Mr. Weinstein was just sitting in the gallery with everyone else, where people are allowed to use their phone before the judge takes the bench. He was on his phone. So now the judge comes out and in front of all the media really chastises not only Harvey, but me. And I don't have any idea what's going on. But he said some things that were just over the top, and had it been in the confines of just the courtroom, and no one was there like a typical case, it would have been a big deal. But Joe, it was covered all over the world. And it was the headline. Judge tells Weinstein he's going to jail for life. Well, that presumes two things. Number one, that he's going to get convicted. And number two, that the judge is going to sentence him to life. Because nobody goes to jail for a cell phone for life. So the only way he could say, do you want to start your life sentence by texting in the courtroom, That presumes he's getting convicted and the judge is giving him a life sentence. And there were a couple of things I put in there as well, like the judge wouldn't allow my jury consultant, who's a lawyer, to sit at the table with me while I'm picking the jury. And the last thing I'll tell you, Joe, is I'm supposed to pick a fair and impartial jury. Once we weed out, like, who can't be on jury duty for the scheduling purposes and things like that, there's going to be a group of 100 people who, from that, we have to pick 18. He's going to put 20 people in front of me, and I get to question them. For 20 people, I get 15 minutes. No, Joe, not 15 minutes for each person. I get 15 minutes for all 20.
Wow.
I get 45 seconds as a juror to figure the morning show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's 30 seconds. So now I got 15 seconds to find out, you know, what books do you read? What TV shows do you watch?
Yeah.
What did you think of the Judge Kavanaugh hearings? Yeah. What did you think of the Bill Cosby verdict? I'm supposed to do all of this in 45 seconds. I mean, it's just, I said to the judge, I don't care if you're a sympathetic defendant or a very unsympathetic defendant, you're still an American citizen, and you're still entitled to an American fair process in the criminal justice system.
Well, does the judge himself get who decides whether who makes the decision?
The judge.
What?
It's like Jerry Crowley coming into you and saying, "No, I don't think you're doing a good job. I think you should take yourself off the air."
The judge makes the decision whether he should be recused or not. Oh my God! Hey, you've been so gracious with your time. The new LA charges. I mean, you have everything, Arthur, working against you, and but there's no better fighter than you, Arthur Idala. I know that. But so the LA charges come in. How do you deal with that, sir?
Well, I go, judge. I know how long you've been on the bench and how long you were a lawyer before that. I know how long the prosecutor has been doing her job, which is 33 years, and I've been doing mine. Have you ever heard of a trial starting where you're picking a jury the day the defendant is charged with the same crimes in another jurisdiction that's covered on every media outlet known to man? I said, we need a cooling off period. Can I have a week adjournment? I'm not 2 weeks adjournment, just so that this is not what everyone's talking about? No. He didn't even ask to hear from the prosecutor. He just says no.
Man.
So, you know, it's been a little rough for the United States Constitution in the courthouse for Mr. Weinstein.
Arthur, we love you, and I love that you took your 13-year-old son and got him off to school this morning, making that the priority. We love you for that. We love you on the show. And
You're the only one who got all of this stuff. So,
you know what?
You got the exclusive.
I know, and I can't. 150 outlets. I think of you, Arthur. I'll let you go, but when you walk in,
Joe, I wear my fedora. I don't care. People are like, you're gonna wear a fedora? I go, yes, I'm a proud Italian American who's got a bald head. It's freezing outside. I'm wearing the fedora that Frank Lodano gave me for my 50th birthday.
Don't forget, Carol Alt's the gal that said Arthur Idala is a handsome man. That's what she said. And so you.
Don't tell Marianne.
Love to your mom. Love to you, Arthur Idala. Thank you. We are honored and privileged always to have you with us, Arthur. God bless. Godspeed, my friend. Thank you, Arthur.
Love you guys.
We love you too, man. Arthur Idala right there. Oof, he is right in the heat of the battle. My goodness gracious. And we'll see Arthur all over television today. Hey, 877-970-2999 if you want to check in. It's Piscopo in the morning. Hey, Big Al Gattulo standing by right now with the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
25 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two people are dead after a police-involved shooting in Manhattan's East Village early this morning. The NYPD says officers were patrolling Tompkins Square Park when they responded to gunshots outside of a bar on Avenue A shortly after 3:30 this morning. They saw a man shooting at another man and ordered him to drop his weapon multiple times. Police say the gunman refused, and that's when officers shot him several times, killing him. Police say the other person was shot by the suspect and died. Alcohol-related deaths have more than doubled over the last two decades. According to a new study, annual alcohol deaths for people at least 16 years old rose by more than 36,000 from 1999 to 2017. Most of the deaths were middle-aged men, but experts say that women are starting to close the gap. The authors noted that women have a higher risk for alcohol-related diseases and cancer because women reach higher levels of blood alcohol content than men on average. The research also found death rates were more than four times higher among middle-aged and elderly adults compared to those in their 20s and early 30s. In sports, Knicks go 0-4 on their road trip, losing to the Jazz last night, 128-104. As you heard here on our sister station, WMCA, Seton Hall is now 3-0 in Big East play after beating Xavier 83-71. While here on The Answer, St. John's lost to Georgetown 87-66. The Giants now officially entering the Joe Judge era. The newly hired head coach will be meeting with the press today at 2 o'clock for the first time since joining the organization. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's take it out to Route 1 north at Finnegan's Lane into North Brunswick. An accident, outer bridge crossing. Accident cleared getting into Staten Island, but heavy residual delays over there. We're still seeing some slowdowns as you head to the Deegan south in the 230s. Accident on the shoulder. It's going to be stop and go for you as well as you head out to the westbound belt. That's busy getting out toward Lefferts Boulevard. LIE westbound slowing down through Woodhaven Boulevard. Stop and go approaching the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Southern State West at Straight Path, accident off on the shoulder, and expect some delays right now on the LIRR Port Jefferson branch. Looks like some delays with some ongoing signal problems as you head through that area as well. Palisades Parkway South, exit 11 into New City, a collision, and 287 eastbound exit 4 heading out toward White Plains. An accident is off on the shoulder. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 34. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, you got 5 minutes. You got till 8:45. It's 8:40 right now. If you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. We love Route 22 Toyota. This is the family over there with Chris and Johnny. Iggy, I'm telling, and Alex Kinsella, that 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You're not going to find that anywhere else. And you know what I love about it? When you walk into Route 22 Toyota, this beautiful brand new showroom, largest indoor automobile showroom in Jersey, right? With the brand new customer lounge, the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You don't have to deal with dummies. They're from the heart. I see it. I see how they treated Frankie Marano and Mike Gallagher and my sister Carol. It's like your family, and they treat everybody like family at Route 22 Toyota. Now, to get over there, we want you to experience the smart way to service at Route 22 Toyota. Great group of folks. You will love them. Now, if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you got till 8:45. You can call 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, Jody Police, we love Jody Police, CEO and founder of JRT Realty, was recently given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Real Estate Board of New York. That's a tri-state area's premier real estate institution. And since starting JRT in 1996, Jody has grown the firm into the largest woman-owned real estate service firm in the United States. This is huge. JRT Realty brings nationwide experience with Fortune 500 companies and independent clients. JRT professionals have handled leasing and sales transactions totaling more than $3 billion, would it be, and currently lease and manage 10 million square feet of commercial and industrial space nationwide. As a trailblazer for women in the real estate industry, Jody has worked on some of New York's most iconic projects, including the new One World Trade Center. JRT provides a full range of customized client services, including all facets of tenant representation, leasing and property management, and investment sales. There's no one better to represent your real estate interests in New York City than Jody at the JRT Realty team. In commercial real estate, you want Jody Police and JRT in your corner. For more information, call JRT Realty Group today at 212-445-1200. It's 212-445-1200. Or visit, please, jrtrealty.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. I see the phone calls. God bless you. 877-970-2999 for calling in on our Balance of Nature phone line. We'll get to them momentarily, but why don't I just switch gears for a second and talk about, you know, on politics with Joe Biden talking about coal. Joe Biden has been insulting coal miners. I mean, have you seen that, you know? You see him saying that, oh, you got to learn to, if you could shovel coal, then you could do that. What an insult, I thought. Mark Jensen is a CEO of American Resources Corporation, one of the largest coal mining operations in Kentucky. Mark, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Yes, sir. Well, what was Joe Biden trying to do with respect to coal, sir?
Who knows? I mean, what he's proposing or what he talks about just makes absolutely no sense for anybody, nobody in the country.
Yeah, I mean, I did you find it? I mean, you know the coal miners. You are in Kentucky. Did you find it insulting the way the former vice president kind of referred to coal miners as just shoveling? And if you could do this, you can do that. Wasn't that insulting to you?
Well, what's frustrating about it is, I mean, you're just insinuating that you can pick and choose jobs for people. I mean, what about the American freedom that you can choose your own job? To try to say, oh, coal miners can just become programmers, that's not what they want to do. They want to go build things. I mean, they want to do the things that they do, and they want to provide. They want to provide products that keep Americans safe.
It's true. Now, how essential is coal energy to our company, Mark, to our economy?
Well, the one thing that I think everybody really misses is that what one of the key components that coal produces is steel. So think about infrastructure. Think about the economic loss in our country today that we're experiencing because Pelosi wants to do nothing but try to impeach Trump instead of focusing on how to keep our citizens safe and build bridges and tunnels and rebuild our infrastructure.
Yeah, honestly, man, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. What about the people who say coal is dirty? How do you address that, Mark?
I mean, coal goes into steel. Coal goes into products that nobody even knows about. I mean, if you look at the origins of what coal produces, your cell phone screens. If you think iPhone screens are dirty, then coal's dirty because the silica in those products comes from coal. I mean, coal, the facets of coal energy is one thing. Producing energy from coal is still a baseload fuel source, but coal produces steel, coal produces bridges, concrete, everything that keeps Americans safe.
Yeah. So there is a way to burn coal cleanly, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, you put scrubbers on there. I mean, the problem with our country today is we've built the technology to build clean, to use clean coal. Yet at the same point, we don't implement it because the regulatory environment basically makes it impossible to do so.
Yeah, and how essential was the support of coal miners to Donald Trump's victory? They stepped up for him, did they not?
No, extremely. I mean, if you look at Kentucky, they voted for Bill Clinton during his presidency, and they voted for Trump during his. I mean, at the end of the day, they believe in somebody. They believe in what made America great. What made America great was the Industrial Revolution. What makes America great is we are an innovator. And if you try to just say, oh, we're just going to start putting people in silos and saying these are the jobs they're going to do in the future, then we have no freedoms left.
Yeah, yeah. So Bernie Sanders, AOC, man, they want to put this Green New Deal in place. How much of a disaster would that be, do you think, Mark Jensen?
Do you like to turn your lights on during the day?
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you want blackouts and 90-degree heat, look at California today. If you go out to California, the University of Stanford turned their air conditioners off when it was about 98 degrees there because they couldn't keep it running. They had to whittle down what the essentials were. I guess a 98-degree temperature, they thought that air conditioners were not needed.
Yeah, amazing. Mark Jensen is the CEO of American Resources Corporation, one of the largest coal mining operations. Where are you in Kentucky, Mark?
So we're right on the border of eastern Kentucky. We're eastern Kentucky, right on the border of Kentucky and West Virginia.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful state down there, man. And listen, we appreciate it and appreciate what you do. And I appreciate you stepping up and jumping on the air. Anytime you want to join us or any of your coal miner buddies want to jump on the air, you got the airwaves up here in New York and in New Jersey, my friend. So wishing you all the best, and thanks for joining us this morning, Mark Jensen.
Jay, thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, sir. Mark Jensen, CEO of American Resources Corporation, one of the largest coal mining operations in Kentucky. See, now who knew? You never know. You never know. Cell phone screens on the phone that I hold in my hand comes from coal. Debbie, did you know that? You
no.
don't realize it, you know?
No idea.
And I remember I played out there somewhere in Kentucky. I was going down there or up in Ohio by the Ohio River, and saw all the coal mine, and it was very clean. So I said to myself, I remember thinking at the time, wow, they can clean this up, you know? Mm-hmm, I just can't. I was insulted when Joe Biden kind of went after the coal mine. If you could shovel coal, then you could program a computer. Like, what kind of reasoning was that? Ah, that was so weird. It was weird. Anyway,
and
10
yeah,
before.
All jobs are needed. I mean, so many, you know? All
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, like to be a traffic, our traffic goddess of the Gowanus, as Frankie Fibros calls you. 851, Debbie's on the roads in New York on AM 970, The Answer. And thank you, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Joe. Let's go to 287 East, out by exit 4, getting into White Plains. Accident is off on the shoulder. Also, the southbound thruway slowing down, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Because of that, the sprain north at 100C, an accident being cleared. 15 in at the GWB, Lincoln 20, Holland still 30 in from 1 and 9. Prepare for stop-and-go traffic on 23 South at Echo Lake Road into West Milford. It looks like an accident there. And we're seeing some steady traffic here at the Outer Bridge crossing into Staten Island because of earlier problems over there. It's still pretty busy for you on the Bronx River Parkway northbound by the Cross Bronx with an accident. And traffic is moving slowly at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 10 to 15 minutes getting in. Over on Avenue A, right by 7th Street here in town, looks like you still have an ongoing investigation. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I was having a hard time breathing. It was hard for me to put one foot in front of the other. It was just awful. I feel 100% better. I mean, I can breathe. I don't feel that weight on my chest anymore. My head feels clearer. And my husband can tell that I seem more up about things. The fact that I feel better and my husband can tell my head is better, I'm just like singing from the rooftops about that.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You've got to go to Mo's.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Staten Island DA Michael McMahon of Richmond County about the tough initiatives being taken to reduce the number of opioid overdoses and increasing the number of dealer arrests. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio at 8:54. You know, I've teamed up with Steve Perillo. We keep telling you about this Easter in Rome tour because we are closing it out on January 16th. It is time. It is time for you to join up now. So you don't have to say to me, Joe, I tried. I tried to get on the tour. And like, now we're telling you, if you go to PerilloTours.com or you call 800-431-1515 and you tell them you want to spend Easter Sunday in Italy with Joey and Steve Perillo, 800-431-1515. You could do that now because we are closing this out on January 16th. We're going to have a ball in Rome. I can't wait to go. Assisi. We're going to Assisi and Florence and the Tuscan countryside, Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre, as to mention a few. So come fly with me, baby. You know, a Perillo tour is a stress-free escorted vacation where you do not lift a finger. That is the Perillo way. Celebrating, by the way, their 75th year in business. The trip is closing out January 16th. Do not delay. 800-431-1515 or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
I got to have a reason.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man meteorologist at the Weather Answer Desk. Joe, good morning. It'll be cold day, but it's going to be like, what, 92 on Wednesday? On Friday, rather?
Huh? Well, maybe 82.
No, what is it? It's really going to hit like 60 or something on tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it is. 60 plus, not tomorrow, but Friday or Saturday it will.
Okay.
And then Sunday, I think we're in the mid-60s as well. Sunday. It really, the afternoon's really going to be nice because it starts cloudy with some rain. It gets out of here by before lunchtime, and the afternoon turns partly sunny. But it's going to feel like it's April on Sunday.
Yeah, it's been cold though. So you got a cold day today, but just hold fast for the weekend. Yes.
No big deal. One cold day. We can handle that. It gets out of here. It's up into the upper 40s to near 50 tomorrow and then into the 60s for the weekend. A little bit of rain, especially Saturday night and into early Sunday.
We appreciate it. Joe Lumberg right there. He's the man. You've been out on the bike. Do you go out on the bike when it's cold like this, Joe? Do you get out there like that?
I've been on the bike, I think, once or twice so far in 2019 or 2020. I think once.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
For you?
That's it.
Because it's been cold.
It.
That's right, and so it's best not to go out because...
I've not been feeling well. Plus, I've been focusing more on the run right now since I've got a half marathon and a marathon scheduled for April and May. But don't worry, I'll be on the bike this weekend. You can guarantee that.
I love it. Joe Lumberg right there. Appreciate it, Joe, right there. Thank you, Joey. Appreciate it. 8:57. You know what we're going to do? Eileen Fisher is going to join us next hour. You don't want to miss that. Eileen Fisher is going to join us. You know, she's on the – has a big hit show, 5 p.m. on Sundays, you know, and she is the – I want to say a dating expert, but she – I will be embarrassed when she calls. But you know what? We're going to do that. And then Frankie Five Boroughs, I wanted to – we have some special guests on the show coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes, Robert Kolasi is coming on.
He's coming back because he's doing a big event tonight, right? Is that tonight, that event?
Yeah,
that
I believe it's this afternoon from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. In Farmingdale, Long Island.
That's great, and that's for law enforcement on this Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Thank you, Frankie. We'll get into it. But what I want to do when we come back is jump to the phones because I see the phones and I've neglected you terribly, and I apologize for that. 877-970-2999 on this January 9th already, 2020, on AM 970, The Answer with Frankie and Big Al and Debbie and you at 877-970-2999. We appreciate you always checking in. Always appreciate you being with us on this Law Enforcement Appreciation Day to all of law enforcement. So proud to watch Fox News this morning, and I appreciate you listening to us. And if you're going to watch Fox and Friends, that you check us out as we saw the New Jersey State Trooper, the pipe and drum group that they it was sensational. Looking at the blue and gold from New Jersey State Police on national television, that made us proud. A salute to the New Jersey State Police, to the NYPD, and to law enforcement everywhere on this Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Joe Piscopo live on the radio, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
25 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are searching for a homeless man who they say randomly attacked a woman in Lower Manhattan. It happened just after 6 Wednesday morning as the 23-year-old victim was walking along West Houston Street after exiting the one train station at Varick Street. Cops say she was punched repeatedly in the face, pushed to the ground. The attacker fled the scene. Victim bruised, lost 2 teeth, was taken to Beth Israel Medical Center for treatment.